Finance. Maximize your tax refund. Go to rjsanderson.com.au. Personal returns, companies, trusts and SMSFs. Take the stress out of tax. Make a booking online at rjsanderson.com.au.
Well, I noticed this morning the share market was sold off fairly heavily. I think it's recovered a bit during the afternoon. Scott Haywood is the financeguru.com.au and he joins us now. Scott, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Tom. You're spot on. At the lowest point just after the market opened, our benchmark All Ordinaries Index fell 75 points, but it did regain throughout the afternoon to close down 13 points to 7,202. It was basically based on some ongoing economic uncertainty, flaring US and China tensions as the arrival of US House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi arrived in Taipei, despite being warned from Beijing not to attend, and that prompted China to launch warplanes and buzz the Taiwan Strait in protest. But despite that, this afternoon, stock markets in Japan, Hong Kong and China have all traded higher despite yesterday's sell-off. Gas pipeline company APA Group lost 1.5% to $11.87 after having significant gains this week. AGL Energy also was slightly lower to $8.57, and Origin also fell 1 cent to $6.02, despite the fact that the politicians are all going green. Rare earth miner Lynas was one of the best of the large cap performers today, advancing 7.5% to $9.56 after announcing a $500 million expansion of its Western Australian rare earths mine to keep up with soaring demand for minerals in clean energy technology for electric vehicles. Elsewhere in the tech sector, Block was up 5% to $115.84. Xero moved up 3% to $96.90, and WiseTech Global was up 2%. All the big four banks lost ground today, despite the fact that interest rates are now at 1.85%, the highest it's been since April in 2016. And finally, Tom, the onset of global interest rates has sent share markets lower for the first half of the year, but for investors who have been persistent and maintain maybe a diversified portfolio or maintain their super in a balanced or growth fund that has had both Australian and international shares, the Australian share market is now up 6.5% just over the last 30 days.